Mark your calendar. Rainy Women Holding Hands and Throwing Punches is the event's panel discussion. Have you ever wondered how siblings work together, or husbands, or more? Learn from dynamic women about when to soothe and when to stand up for yourself in your own business partnerships. Here we go. Let's talk about those who know. Connie Sweet on behalf of WISE. Good morning to you, Connie. Always a pleasure.
Good morning, Shelley. Always a pleasure for you to fit us in. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you were high on the list.
Well,
yeah,
I appreciate that.
WISE, standing for Women in Successful Enterprises. And step up to the plate, one who will be one of those dynamic women taking the panel stage, Sue Schwein. Tellier.
You did it right.
Oh, I did. Oh.
You did it perfectly.
Well, be careful, because perfection is an issue of mine. So good morning to you. You, a specialist in business, government, marketing, working with small businesses to effectively identify and communicate their marketing discriminators through targeted bid responses. I'm going to need like a 101 on what I just said. You own your own company?
I do, with my husband.
Hence, yes, the reason
I am the
for
spouse one.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of your company?
Jetco Solutions is the name of our company.
Yes, Connie, let's talk about WISE, Women in Successful Enterprises. This opportunity to gather on the 24th of August. What makes your group unique?
WISE is unique because what our target is second stage women in business. So we do have some women's groups in Grand Rapids that are great on serving opportunities for networking and educational. And a lot of them target maybe startups and entrepreneurs like Grow. And Forum really works with a lot of business women as well. WISE really serves that other niche of entrepreneurs, small businesses, certified women businesses, women who are in the second stage. So they have a little bit of history behind their businesses at this point. Excuse me. And so it really serves as an opportunity for networking and support, because we find sometimes that women who own businesses, a lot of times our friends don't understand what we're experiencing, so it's nice to have that collaboration.
Great. And you have, looks like, up to four events annually this coming August 24th, your third?
Yes, August 24th is our third event this year. We have an event every quarter, and we don't have a formal membership per se, so everybody's welcome. There's no membership fee. We just welcome anybody who works with women in business. We even welcome men, as a matter of fact, and we have some great topics that are open to everybody.
Well, this topic may certainly invite the men, if you're a sibling or perhaps a husband. So, WISE, Women in Successful Enterprises, Opportunities, Wealth, Leadership, Reigning Women. Before we bring you in, Sue, what are we in store for on August 24th?
Well, the fun part is we are going to be, the venue is Varnum downtown, and we're fortunate to, this is our third or fourth year there for our summer event, and it's a beautiful space. Varnum opens up the conference room upstairs to us. We have access to the deck, which makes for some great selfies of the downtown Grand Rapids skyline behind you. So we'll also be having hors d'oeuvres from Amore, and there'll be wine and other drinks to partake in, as well as water for those of us who want to keep fresh. And we'll just have a great, great group of women, and educational as far as the partnerships are, and the panel that you will also be moderating, Shelley. Appreciate that.
Get ready.
And great opportunity for networking and supporting other businesswomen.
Yeah, let's talk about this topic, which is very important. Reigning Women, Holding Hands and Throwing Punches. Sue, you, on behalf of Jetco Solutions, one of the panelists, what do we want to do? What kind of word do we want to get out?
I think what's interesting to me about this topic is that in every case, small business is challenging. Small business ownership is hard. It's lonely sometimes. And being involved with a group like WISE and going to their events, yes, you get a sense of of almost intimacy, that people understand what you're talking about. And I think this topic is an offshoot on that, because talk about combining the challenges of small business ownership with the challenges of balancing your life. Every day I go home with my business partner, and some days that's not fun. And it's okay for us to say out loud that these challenges that we have as family business enterprises are a little bit unique. And in some cases, you know, as women in those leadership positions, we really have to walk a delicate tightrope. And quite frankly, I'm kind of a pit bull in a china shop. And so I'm not always great at that. I've failed at that quite a few times.
Hence the tagline, holding hands and throwing punches.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Learning from dynamic women, as we mentioned, about when to soothe and when to stand up for yourself in your own business partnerships. Give me an example when you soothe. Give me an example when you stand up for yourself.
Goodness. I hope my husband's not listening. So, yeah, and I didn't actually invite him to the event. I told him it was women only. So if you guys can stay with me on this one, that'd be great. You know, I think I'm actually very fortunate. I married into a military family, and my husband is really, really he's a West Point grad. He's an airborne ranger. I mean, he's got every reason to have, like, the masculine – you know, yeah. stereotypes. And he actually really nurtures and embraces the fact that I can bring something to the company that he cannot. So he openly welcomed me to run the company. He didn't challenge me. Well, he challenged me a little bit on that. But I mean, he realized his gifts are talking to people, are selling, are doing government capture. And he doesn't have an interest in leading our team. He doesn't have an interest in leading the company. He doesn't have an interest in the strategic planning. So we really complement each other well. But there certainly were times as we were building that org chart that it wasn't that smooth, you know?
Where does the fat cat, the hyper puppy, and the perfect lazy black lab come into play here?
They go to work with us every day. Well, not the cat, but the two dogs are at work with us every day. And, you know, interestingly, the dogs are us. We have this perfect black lab. Perfect. He's 6 years old. He's kind of like a big galoot. And he is the kindest, sweetest, most docile dog. And then we have this really high-strung, annoying puppy. And she's me. And so sadly, you know, each of the dogs mirrors our personalities, and I don't come out well in that because the bad dog is mine.
And how'd you do with the 18-year-old son?
The 18-year-old son is leaving for Ole Miss in 2 weeks. Hotty toddy.
Oh, about time when we will be stepping up to the plate on the August 24th panel. Connie, not only will Sue share her story, but others will as well.
Yes. We do have a couple of other groups of women. Teddy's Transport is another example of a woman-owned business that started out as a family-owned business. A daughter purchased it from her husband. And the other ironic thing is that Florisa Gonatis and I are really partners in WISE as well. And so when we founded WISE, Florisa and I have very different styles. I'm the creative. She's more of the analytical. And again, we recognize that and we identified our strengths and skills. And so I'm kind of the behind the scenes gal doing the marketing and the promotions. And Floriza's out there meeting business women who could benefit from the networking that we provide with WISE. And so we each have our strengths, and we probably would not have been able to keep WISE going and have such a successful organization had we not early on identified those skills and strengths and assigned those duties to each other gratefully.
So thank you for reminding me this is not only an opportunity to talk about the wife and the husband relationship, the sibling, the parent, the two siblings, but the female-female, male-male relationship in business, Connie. How
yes.
cool is this?
All partnerships, they all have challenges and they all have benefit.
Michelle Landon, ATI Group, will be one of your...
Yep, yes, Michelle will be as well. I think Sue knows Michelle well.
Yeah, I know well. Michelle really well. And actually, she's going to bring a really interesting dynamic to this group because Michelle is running a company that her father founded. And she is the president of the company, and two of her brothers work for her, and now so does her fiance.
You know, as we start thinking about this, I know Harmony House, I think that's a family-owned business, a brother and two brothers and a sister own that, and other, I mean, it's not uncommon for families to, that's why this is such an important conversation, Connie.
It is, and I think that what we often see is some of those established businesses that don't get handed down, you know, these days. There's not that second generation or third generation. Because sometimes I think it's an instance where there's just girls and it's a traditionally male industry. Yes. But we've kind of broken that barrier as well. So I think that we have some good examples of women that are involved in WISE that have done that as well. Mm-hmm. It's important to have the conversation to say, let's keep these long-term businesses going into second and third generation, and partnerships really can work.
And again, I'm lucky to moderate, and my task is, according to my notes, I'm going to get in these gals' heads and hearts, and we're going to learn what it takes to unite for a common goal, because that is kind of, at the end of the night, what it's all about. Other words of advice, Sue, for a final tease?
Yeah, I think you can come to this event knowing that you will leave with either some sort of leadership inspiration or some kind of action item. Because every one of us, whether we're working with a family member or not, we have leadership challenges. And well, every business owner, not just women business owners, but we have leadership challenges that we have to overcome. And sometimes looking at the more sensitive relationships in leadership can help us come up with ideas.
Great. How do we find out more about JETCO Solutions?
JETCOSolutions.com.
You've got the branding down there as well. We'll see you on the 24th. Get ready for the real tough questions.
I'm in. I'm ready.
Connie Sweet, again, WISE, Women in Successful Enterprises. Conclude us with the details on how to register. And again, this is, as you mentioned, a free membership. Obviously, there's a small fee to attend on the 24th. But how cool to be connected with the entrepreneur community and more.
Yeah, it really is a great opportunity. And I think Sue and I had talked about the fact that the group is so genuine and authentic. People feel comfortable right away when they attend a WISE event. And people can register at wiseconnections.org. And you can RSVP right there. And fee is $25, I believe. And again, you get hors d'oeuvres and beverages and an opportunity to network with some great women.
Yeah. How to register one more time for the 24th?
WISEconnections.org.
Great. Get ready, ladies. We will enjoy our time with Michelle, Sue, Helen, and myself moderating. Connie, you and Floriza, thank you for WISE and beyond. See you on the 24th.